www.ai.com.
Is what's on your mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom. The headlines in a moment. 20 past the hour, we'll talk with a brainiac from Microsoft about that Bison Tracker. It was quite the rage. It's a new app where you can keep track of fellow Bison fans. I'm waiting for the Sioux Tracker. I'll be tracking my way to Grand Forks tonight for a little Sioux hockey. Looking forward to that. We're going to do a little Trooper Talk today on the program. Trooper Truck Talk today.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, exactly right. The Motor Carrier Division folks will be in, taking your truck-related questions about North Dakota's highways, and also an infrastructure update with Grant Levi, who's the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation. There's so many. I would guess per capita, North Dakota has like this unbelievable amount of percentage of how many dollars are going to infrastructure. It's got to be incredible. So we look forward to all that coming up in the program. Good morning, Mark Skogerbo. How are you?
Well, I'm very glad to hear the roads are getting better.
Mark, the Freedom Poet. What roads? You mean the...
All of them. They're spending a lot of money.
Oh, and, they are. Yes, yes.
You know, a couple of years ago, it was pretty tragic and hard to navigate out in the patch.
You know, it was because it was new and it was fast and a lot happening right away. I still say perspective is sort of missing in that whole debate because we talked about yesterday. I mean, the slowest day in Dallas might be the busiest day ever on Highway 2. And so we tend to kind of, you know, it's your frame of reference, but... Nonetheless, it's different, right? So that becomes in and of itself a bit of a challenge.
But some of those head-shaking people that have lived their whole life out there are pretty much dismayed, you know, about it all.
Exactly right. All right, so let's tackle some headlines here. I suppose we should talk about this Chris Christie thing a little bit. And I have to say I haven't followed it very hard, although my first blush of yesterday was that he was pretty humble. Now, I don't know if he's doing that because politically he is in a fight for his life, or if he genuinely feels like, hey, this was a bad deal and a close aide screwed up, tried to do a political payback. How dumb. I mean, for one, Chris Christie didn't need to do this. He was going to win on a landslide. I mean, was the idea a political payback against, parts of New Jersey that were not Chris Christie fans? And so somebody's going to try and do a traffic slowdown and not get him to the polls?
Or? Plus against a Democrat. He said he reached out for endorsements for hundreds of Democrats. He said the vast majority of them would endorse him. A handful, 60 or so, did endorse him. He said he had no malice. He's not a bully. Here's the thing. If he's lying to us, it's over for him completely, and maybe he might not even, like Gallagher says, weather this gubernatorial term. If he did tell the truth, and these people did this behind his back, and he... was forthcoming. He literally wore out the press. He sat there forever, took every question, was humble, and he did something that Obama hasn't done. He fired the people that were screwing up.
Right. He also said he was sorry.
He said he was very humble.
Talking about, that was my take.
If he's not lying, he's going to come out of this stronger.
And what would the lie be? The lie be, does he know?
That he knew.
Yeah.
And that's where the credibility challenge is. How could he have these close buddy friends work in such a kind of a big game?
You know, I have a hard time believing that they don't, you know, I mean, they all, look, you know, they know, right? I mean, so in other words, you and I are close, right? You're not going to do something that you think is pushing the envelope on my behalf without saying, hey, here's what I'm thinking I ought to do. What do you think, right? Well, you and I wouldn't do that.
Right. I wouldn't want to embarrass you. Or I wouldn't want to do some malice in your name.
So if you had an idea that you thought was, hey, this is pretty good and this could really help us, but if it got out, I'd be in big trouble, you'd run it by me. You know, so that's why I do have a hard time believing they didn't know. Now, on the other hand, in the political world, there are occasions when you do things knowing, hey, I'm going to push the envelope, and I'll take the fall if I ultimately get busted here, because he can't know about it, right?
Now, here's how it could have happened, and this is part of the argument of Obama. Obama has always been hard on the Tea Party and ripping them the culture of hostility towards the Tea Party. Some people claim they acted independently on the wishes of their boss. Okay, maybe it comes that Christie was ripping these people over there in that end of New Jersey by the bridge, and his people just are loyalists, and they picked up on the, but I don't know, it smells a little.
Here's my theory on that. I believe there are people in the Obama administration that are doing really radical things without there being, a paper trail to say, go do A, B, and C, okay?
Right.
But that's because this is the way these people think. They don't have to say anything.
They sit in a big room and say how much they hate the Tea Party. We got to stop Rush Limbaugh.
Right. So in other words, it's a culture of loathing anybody.
That's right.
Prime example, I heard a national news story today. I think it might have been on Catholic radio. I forget. But it talked about the president and this Native American effort that's part of the rollout towards the State of the Union, right?
Right.
And it said he's going to roll out over the next 2 weeks all these initiatives designed to make it his mission to lower the gap between the rich and the poor. Okay? Now, think about that for a second. It just struck me like a ton of bricks. I thought, I want a president who lifts everybody up.
Right.
Because the way they narrow the gap between the rich and the poor is to bring the rich down and to lift the poor up in a way that hurts the poor, you know, that puts chains on them.
On my wall, I got a quote from Lincoln, who said, you cannot make the poor rich by destroying the rich.
Yeah.
Or the weak strong by destroying the strong. It does not work.
And that's what they're trying to do.
Right.
And again, that's their culture. Now, let's compare this to Chris Christie. I don't think Chris Christie's M.O. is with, you know, in other words, we're going to crush our Democratic opponents. Quite the opposite. He's been a suck-up to the left.
Yeah, hugging Obama after the, you know, the hurricane.
Yeah, so I think I actually think because of the way he's handled a very bad situation, it could be a plus for him. I really do.
If he's not lying, it is a plus.
Yeah. And how are we going to know? We're going to know, right? If there's a smoking gun.
Well, here's another thing. You've got a Democrat has been as attorney general in New Jersey. If there is something, they'll find it.
855-200-1776, by the way, is our telephone number. Always welcome your input on our news headlines. Here's another story that's it's in our normal or nuts category. The city of Fargo has created a task force to study ways to spend money on public art. The city commissioner, Melissa Sobolik, newest member, very liberal member of the commission, says public art is near the top of the city's long-range plans behind flood protection and infill construction in older parts of the city. Now, to me, Mark, without in any way, shape, or form, do I hold a belief that art is bad, right? I don't think art's bad. I think art is, I don't really get art, to tell you the truth, okay? I mean, art in the sense of that wall and that, oh, look at that, beautiful, you know what I mean? In other words, art to me is...
You haven't had a lot of art appreciation classes, and it's not an obsession of yours.
Right, I mean, you know, art to me is going to Shields and seeing the sculptures of Ronald Reagan and Abe Lincoln and George Washington, and that's art to me, okay? Mm-hmm. And that is art, it's a craft.
Absolutely.
So something that I connect with, I like. But I'm not an art aficionado, okay? I used to say on the radio, I'm not artsy-fartsy, and I remember it almost cost us a client because Hal Gershman, who owns the Happy Harry's Bottle Shops, called and said, hey, you know, what do you just, you know, give disdain for people of the arts and culture? No, I'm just saying I'm not an artsy-fartsy type. But here's the point. You know what? Art's doing just fine. The art world is just fine. It doesn't need tax dollars. The city of Fargo should not be spending hard-earned money studying how they can spend more money on art. This is nuts.
Here's what's hard about it. When you have liberals determining how it's spent, they will determine the kind of acceptable art, and a lot of it is very profane.
If you're peeing
vulgar.
On crosses again.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you, the Art Walker Art Museum in Minneapolis, you go in there, sometimes it's nauseating. One time I was in there, I was sickened by over two-thirds of the stuff was vulgar. Here's supposed to be a family place. It was really, wasn't pretty. It was, you know, people in coffins and really macabre, sad, bitter. I love Renaissance art. I love Christian art. I love art that's painted by people that love the creator and creation. I love that.
By the way, new rail safety standards are going to come out in weeks here. Two derailed oil cars in Canada train likely... This makes no sense to me. Senator Hoban is telling us that new rail car safety standards are going to come out in weeks. Two derailed oil cars on Canada train, likely type vulnerable to leaks. Oh, I got it. Okay.
Sure.
So, in other words, it's same as Castleton, right? And what happened there? And by the way, there was all this fuss over the 911 calls and
right.
And the guy, he didn't even know he was carrying oil, and oh, the sky is falling. Here the guy was on the grain train.
He's on the soy meal train,
yeah.
Soy oil train, yeah.
I mean, this is so dumb. All the sky is falling here on fire stuff that's going on just kind of makes me crazy. What else are we going to talk about today? We have, how about this? For the first time, more than half of members of Congress are worth $1 million.
You know,
does that matter to you? I mean,
of course it matters.
Because they're not living in the real world.
That's exactly why, you know, I used to think about running for national office. And then when I realized that 87 of the senators, even higher percentage of the senators, 87 of the 100 were millionaires. So I told God, I said, you know what? I can't take money from with strings on it anyway, so I'm not even going to run unless I'm a millionaire.
And this, it's out of step with.
I've been daunted by that for a long time, folks, and that's why.
On the other hand, I mean, I look at a guy like John Hovind, who has obviously some personal wealth. He also has been part of a business before, right?
Successful people is part of the criterion of evaluating somebody, no doubt about it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's bad just because they have wealth, but I think the sheer number of people that have wealth versus do not does not get the proper perspective.
But the Abe Lincolns aren't they don't have a chance anymore.
Yeah. One other story I'm excited about: tribal leaders are thinking about making their casinos go smoke free. I might actually show up in one if they'd go smoke free. You know, but yeah. Have you been to one lately? Oof, yeah. But tip over. More coming up. Folks, don't go away. My monologue at the bottom of the hour.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nasset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nasset talks about the hometown of Nasset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nasset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to nassetconsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What's on your mind? 855-200-1776. I guess this has to be my monologue. Is that okay, Mark?
Absolutely.
We're kind of finding our way with the 8 o'clock hour here a little bit. We like to start with the headlines and just kind of what's on our mind. And always welcome your calls, by the way. I know a lot of calls start coming in at 9 o'clock, but 8 o'clock's a busy time. You're moving and getting set and getting, you know, kind of in place for the day. But don't be afraid if you have a take on one of these issues to let us know. And by the way, is it nuts to think that Chris Christie didn't know what was going on? I mean, I think generally in the political world, that'd be pretty much nuts, right? I don't think it's normal that a boss doesn't know that somebody's out there in a close circle.
Something that dramatic.
So I don't know. We got to figure out a way to craft that question, Chris. But, you know, the question I want to ask is, you know, normal or nuts? Yeah, that he was out of the loop. You know, is it normal or nuts to think, what's that, Mark?
But it begs the question, this is insignificant compared to the scandals in the Obama administration.
Of course it does, and of course anything that has any ill effect on them, they ignore. I mean,
they don't fire anybody.
Prime example, Robert Gates comes out with a bombshell of a book here, and it's going away. What are we talking about instead?
Well, they're sending thank you letters to Christie. You know, they're thrilled.
Yeah.
The world can only think about one thing at a time, it seems.
What is that about? My gosh. Yes, Chris? Oh, no. Yeah, Chris is asking. Chris is asking. Do we have a little technical issue here? Evidently, there was some sort of a technical glitch over our conversation here that happened by the computer where a commercial fired while we were chatting. So I apologize for that. If you're going, what the heck is happening? We're talking. But anyway, all right. I'll let you and Dustin work that out, Shane. Okay, we're back. Anyway, lost my train of thought because I'm watching this discussion.
Well, we were talking about Obama, Christie, Gallagher.
Here's a different topic I wanted to talk about. And this was actually what I was going to chat about.
Your monologue.
Monologue. Yeah, is monologue a bad word?
No.
I mean, when you hear monologue, you go, oh, shut that off.
No, that's what Rush does that 2-3 times a day.
It's sort of my take, okay?
And, right.
Have you been following this deal with Josh Duhamel?
Yeah.
Okay, so Josh Duhamel is a noted North Dakotan, right?
Right.
And they're using him in the campaign.
A union man.
What do you mean?
Well, he's in the Hollywood Union. He's the Actors Union. I've heard your buzz about that whole aspect of this thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of where I was going to go. So listen my thoughts on this and tell me if you think it's right or wrong. First of all, the North Dakota Tourism Office hired Josh Duhamel to be the voice for the new Legendary campaign. They put out all these pretty pictures of North Dakota and all this campaign, and they have a television ad, and they hired Josh Duhamel to be the voice, okay? Now, if they hired Josh Duhamel to be on camera, it would have been a whole ridiculous amount of money, but they really wanted North Dakota's sights and scenes to be the pretty face anyway, and having Josh Duhamel be part of the campaign, even in voice, then gets you to have Josh Duhamel tweeting this out and putting it on Facebook, and you know, follow what I'm saying?
Sure.
And that's a huge value.
Big credibility.
So, anyway, they use it. Well, some people are getting, and who's complaining about this, Chris? Where are the complaints coming from about the, I can't believe the state spent $40,000 to pay this guy to talk, I'd have done it for free kind of deal, right? Ooh, ooh. All right, columnist at the Wilson Herald's upset about this and a lot of chatter online about it. Now, here's what I don't think folks understand. First of all, I think the value from Josh Duhamel of $40,000 was received the instant he sent it out to his millions of followers, right? I mean, I think the notoriety he brings to North Dakota is incredible. But here's what folks are missing. Number one, they can't just hire a Joe Schmo because they do this campaign in the upper Midwest in Canada, and you can't put your ad on the radio if you do it as a statewide buy unless you have a union voice. All right?
Even in just North Dakota?
Not North Dakota. North Dakota doesn't apply. But see, they don't
right to work states.
They don't air ads in North Dakota. This is Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, sure. Nebraska, Canada. Okay, it's a little bit of Montana. They do the regional, and I don't know which states, but a number of the states that they air in, unless you have a union voice, you cannot do this. This is the reason it costs $60,000 normally if you just had some Joe Schmo do it. Okay, so the normal run of the mill price for Joe Schmo is $60,000 to record 4 commercials. Now is that nuts? That's nuts.
Yeah, but he's got a union card.
Well, of course. So what I'm saying is Josh Duhamel did it for less money than it would have cost them if they would have had Joe Schmo do it. And why? Because of the union requirement. This is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
You should not pay somebody $60,000 to talk for four commercials, but you have to because of the unions. And the reason, so if you're mad about that, be mad at the unions. Don't be mad at the North Dakota Tourism.
You know, I was offered two jobs in Minneapolis back in the 60s, singing jobs, which I lost because, not because I didn't win the audition, which I did, but I didn't have a union card. And I didn't have $117 to buy it. So here, the people wanted it, I wanted it, the audience wanted it, but I couldn't get the job because I was not a union member.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Yeah, so anyway, if you're wondering what the deal is, that's there you go. That is completely nuts, for sure. I should probably finish up my little, have you been to a casino of late?
I have.
I forget the, Trace Adkins was at Shooting Star, so Marie and I headed up because we love Trace Adkins, right? And I've always said, look, if you decide to allow smoking or not, then I could decide whether or not to go in there, okay? And I want it to be their decision. I'm not a smoker, never have been, and was very much an opponent of all these smoke-free laws because I think it's an assault on freedom. And
it's just so thick, though.
Continues to take it. But I'm telling you, at the casinos, I will not go there. Now, again, that's my choice. But so the casinos are thinking about going smoke-free. I think it'd be a great business move for them. I really do, because I think
a lot of people can't go there for health reasons. It's so thick.
Oh my gosh, it's just awful. I mean, I can't 5 minutes of the slots and I'm out of there. You know, or even in our case, we didn't gamble one penny when we were up there for Trace Adkins. And I'm not much of a gambler, right? Just, you know, hey, let's have a little fun with a little 21 and put down a $20 bill or something. Right?
Lotto.
I do occasionally buy a lotto ticket.
But you pray about it more than most people.
Yeah, because I always say if I win it, then 90-10. You know, I'm gonna do a reverse tithe, number one.
Cool.
So I figure that, you know, might enhance my odds at some point.
Feels like his bargaining is working better.
I haven't bought one for a long time.
You haven't, huh?
No, since, what was that mega one not long ago?
A zillion.
Yeah, it was a lot of money.
Half a billion or something.
Actually, Alex, our son, texted me, buy a lotto ticket, that one. Because he'd seen his grandpa done that, so he thought, well, if he did, I'm gonna do it, by golly. So we did, that was the last one I bought, though.
That's really cool.
You're suggesting that I maybe get back into the lotto game?
No, I'm not. No, actually,
we have kind of a funny story there because we Mark's brother Reed down in the city said never, ever gambled a penny, right?
Right.
And didn't we convince him to buy a lotto ticket?
For you.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
and he never, so he set the dollar back or $2 back so he can legally say that with his money, he never did it. But
why do we have to have him buy it?
It was some spiritual reason. He was going to pray about it or something.
There we go. We wanted a few brothers buying lotto tickets. It's much easier to work than wait to win the lotto, folks. We'll continue with more. We'll talk about the Bison Tracker when we come back. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Set up, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I just clicked like on the Bison Tracker Facebook page because I do have it on my phone, too. If you don't have it yet, you might want to. It was one of the neatest uses of technology I've ever seen. President Dean Brashani, in an interview we did with him live from Frisco, week ago today, was so lit up about it. He was just, you got to see this, you got to, and I'd heard others talking about it. My brother Chris had said we should talk about this on the air, and I'd heard about it. I just didn't understand what the deal was. So anyway, now I've become a fan, and it's fun to talk with the creator, Tim Brookins, who joins us now on What's On Your Mind. Tim, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good, Scott.
Thank you for joining us. So tell me a little bit about the spark that led to Bison Tracker. Where did this all begin?
Well, I mean, I think obviously there's a ton of interest in the game itself, and in the players, and in the coaches, and in the other team, but I think those are really well served by a lot of existing, either the Go Bison website or, you know, things like that. But you know, I look up in the grandstands, and I travel to a lot of the away games, and I always look up, and or even at a home game, and I look up and I see all the people in the audience, and I say, you know, there's a story for each of those little people, right, and how they experience Bison football. And you know, we have such a great following when we go to these remote sites, and I'm like, what could we do to sort of get that story, capture that story of the sort of fan base that follows Bison football?
So the technology literally does that, right? I mean, explain the app. It was pretty easy. I downloaded it. I put my name in there, and all of a sudden, I'm a dot on the map, right?
Yeah, I mean, the tagline for the app is that I like to talk about it is it's an app for the fans, about the fans. And obviously, you get game info out of it. You can see the schedule, and you can see a roster of the players and things. But the place where I try to make the app unique is to show information about the fans. And so, yeah, when you load the app, you just put a name in. It doesn't even have to be your name. It could be Mr. X if you want to. And when you go in, it will, you can check in, and people, you know, typically understand the check-in metaphor from other applications where you check into a restaurant or you check into somewhere. So you, and when you check in, you're trying to tell your friends, hey, I'm here and here's where I am. And so when you grab the app, it gives you opportunities to check in. And when you check in, you get a dot on this map. And the idea is it's sort of this collaborative exercise to build the map. And every week we clear the map out and it starts blank. And as people start checking in, you see the map light up with dots all over the place. And depending upon the week, if it's, you know, kind of a boring game or something, or it's an away game and it's not on TV or something, maybe the map is a little less. And then there's times like Frisco where, you know, it's just this phenomena where the map just lights up.
It was so fun to watch the map. And I mentioned I just liked your Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Bison Tracker. You have a time-lapsed map of the U.S. where you see all the dots. and it's sort of like North Dakota emptying out all the way down to Frisco, Texas, and that whole line. And some friends of mine were talking about that you could even, if you were watching it in real time, see folks in planes because they allow you to have your phone on in planes now. So it's that good, right?
Yeah, what we do is it's not too creepy. We try to be, you know, respect people's privacy. Though to be fair, the name of the app is Bison Tracker. So you know, but what we do is every 6 hours, basically, only when you're using the app. So if you start the app and it's been 6 hours, we will grab your location and then we randomize it within about a 10-mile radius, so that you know we're not knowing exactly where you live. And then we upload that, and that way we can get a general idea of where the herd is headed, if you will. And yeah, this one guy was in a plane. He tweeted it, I believe, and he was in a plane and he was flying along. And of course, they have Wi-Fi in the planes nowadays. And he thought, hey, I wonder if this will work. And he started the app up, and he had purchased a Wi-Fi connection. And you know, sure enough, it had been 6 hours, and it grabbed his location. And through GPS, that works in airplanes, because it really just is a satellite thing. And yeah, it uploaded dot right over St. Louis, and he tweeted this message saying, "Hey, this is really cool. It caught where I was."
It is really cool. We should probably explain that Tim's day job is what I would refer to as a brainiac. That's probably not a term that the Microsoft uses, but he does work with Microsoft and is one of their leading engineers. And that's what I love about Microsoft. You know, 1,000-plus employees in one of their bigger non-Redmond campuses right here in North Dakota. So it's kind of cool that you, as a NDSU grad and a, you know, electrical engineering and a master's degree, can stay right here where you graduate and also be part of this great company known as Microsoft and come up with ideas like this, right?
Yeah, I prefer the term propeller head, actually, but yeah. And of course, you know, the site leader here in Fargo is Don Morton, and I grew up as a little kid. My dad would take me to games at Dakota Field, and I remember we'd play Northern Michigan a lot of time as our home opener every other year, and Don was the coach. And you know, it's just great now that I get to work with Don every day. And so obviously, just Microsoft in general is a big supporter of the university system, but of course, Don is as well. And, you know, we encourage our employees to volunteer whenever we can. I mean, it's cool at Microsoft. If you volunteer for a nonprofit, you actually, Microsoft will donate $17 for every hour that you volunteer. So actually, not only did I build the app for NDSU for free, but the time I used building it, actually, they made $17 an hour. So they actually made money on the app, which is pretty funny.
Oh, that's really neat. What do you do for Microsoft? Tell us what your job is.
I hold the title Distinguished Engineer, which basically some companies, you're a really good technical person, but as you get promoted up and up, you're expected to become a manager and deal with budgets and headcount and, you know, all the HR stuff and whatever. And Microsoft realizes that, you know, we need, you know, world-class technology talent. So there's actually two different career paths at Microsoft. One is the traditional management career path, and then there's actually a technical career path. And so on the, you know, management side, you get vice presidents and senior vice presidents, and on the technical side, you get distinguished engineers and what's called a technical fellow. And there's, out of the 100,000 employees at Microsoft, there's about 15 technical fellows, and there's about, I don't know exactly, 50 to 100 distinguished engineers. I was number 36. And so basically I hold a fairly high-ranking technical position, which means that I get to spend a lot of time reviewing other people's work and giving them advice on how to go about it and helping set strategy and things like that.
That's neat. Well, it's, you know, amazing that this work happens right here. I mean, I kind of think that's fun, given what it ultimately leads to, and, of course, the idea of thinking what's next. And this is a prime example. President Bresciani was telling me that that other schools have taken notice, and you know, while this is, I guess, somewhat in beta, right, is really ultimately something that could be part of college athletics or pro athletics all around the country, right?
Yeah, I guess, you know, my day job working for Microsoft, we do build software to be sold for money and typically sold for good money. Working for Microsoft, we're a fairly profitable company. And so it's kind of built into our genes over here. And you know, that's the neat thing about software. Once you build it once, you can replicate it, you know, pretty much almost for free. And so, you know, we've always had that in mind. And, you know, we need to make sense. We always want to keep something unique for NDSU. And, you know, part of the uniqueness of the app is our fan base, right? If you're at a different school that the fans don't travel to games, well, you don't get that cool map. So there's, you know, there's some of it that just wouldn't replicate to another school well. On the other hand, you know, if you're an Auburn or something and you're headed to a bowl game, you know, the same kind of thing as Frisco works. And, you know, colleges are certainly interested in engaging their fans in social media and having their fans interact with the other fans and seeing where they're at and what they're doing. And so, you know, potentially it has some interest. So, you know, we're going to take a look at that here in the off season and write a business plan and see where that goes. And maybe it'll go somewhere and maybe it won't. But, you know, it'd be a great thing. Obviously, athletics they're expensive, and NDSU needs to raise money for all the scholarships and stuff. And obviously organizations like Team Makers do a great job of that. But, you know, it would be kind of cool if for a change we could raise some of our money for NDSU by, you know, selling to other schools' fans.
That sounds like a good trade. Absolutely. And, you know, I consider it helpful. I know that you're obviously sensitive to the privacy part of this, but again, that's my decision, right? If I want to put it on my phone and say, here's where I am, it's kind of neat, because I'll tell you what, one of the things at Frisco, obviously with 20,000 fans roaming Dallas, Texas, you know, they could be anywhere, anytime. I was at the Bush Library on Thursday and saw tons of green and gold, right? People are doing some touristy things, or go tour the Texas Stadium, or go see, the northern where JFK was shot, the grassy knoll, and in the museum down there at the Texas Book Depository. And I almost said Northern School Supply, by the way, because that building reminds me of that building in downtown Dallas. But I like to know where they're at. The hotel we were at, the Marriott, was in the Plano, was fabulous, and there were tons of fans there. So it's kind of fun to know where people are. I don't think it's creepy, and I could opt in or opt out, right?
Well, yeah, and you get to choose, right? If even using the app, I mean, if you type in Mr. X for a name, all we're going to know, even though your position's randomized within, you know, a ways anyway, we're going to know some person that called themselves Mr. X is, you know, somewhere over here. I mean, to me, that's pretty innocuous. But the neat thing is, if you choose to put your name in, which I would, because, I mean, it's just like, okay, so what if people know that I'm at the game at Frisco? Okay, big whoop-de-doo. But if you put your name in, you can actually add your friends like you do in Facebook, and then you can actually get a list of when your friends check in, if they check into, Buffalo Wild Wings, or, there's a check-in type that's en route, and you can actually keep track of your friends while they're driving down, you know, where are they spending the night, or where are they at right now on the freeway when they check in. And so it's kind of cool that if you choose to put your name in and add your friends, that you can keep an eye on your closest friends.
And I understand some students are helping you on this too, right?
Yeah, we actually do a thing. There's a program called Capstone that NDSU has, which basically computer science seniors every year, or when they're a senior, they need to they take this class. And, there's different companies, both locally and nationally, that participate, and Microsoft has always participated. And, you know, for the last year, we said, you know, typically it's just some other Microsoft project, and last year we decided since Microsoft is a big supporter of NDSU, we said, why don't we use our slot, because companies basically buy into the program. And so let's use our slot and, you know, build the Bison Tracker app. And so, yeah, I got four students last year that volunteered and helped me build really the foundation of this year's app. And now it always happens in the spring, so we're starting up a new round right now. And I'll get assigned my students here later in the month, and we're going to go out and kind of work on next year's version of the app.
Well, it'll be fun to do it. Bison Tracker, if you want to download the app, and otherwise go to Facebook and check it out as well with the Bison Tracker tag there. Tim Brookins from Microsoft, and NDSU alum, as well as part of the Alumni Association board. Thanks for joining us, sharing the story today. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks.
Good to talk to you. All right, when we come back, we're going to preview what's to come on Steve's Sports Saturday. Mark's going to talk about the Wild. They're undefeated in 2014. They're hot. And speaking of the Bison, where's Brock going to go? That coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, has done it again with another great special. Brian Burgraff, tell us more.
The Scott Hennon offer that we have out there, when that's $75 for any room that's available when you call in midweek, and or $99, which includes the room plus 2 hours of snowmobile rental on one of our great Polaris sleds.
It's the room and the snowmobile rental, $99 a night.
Yeah, it is. Can't go wrong with that special.
You can't. And again, that's any room.
If you need to, you can actually take that the 2 hours and add on more hours at a reasonable price as well. So
yes,
if you want to go 4 hours instead of the 2 hours, you can do that too.
And by the way, the best part of that deal is literally they start the snowmobile for you. You hop on, you go. I mean, it's right out the door. You're on the trail.
Right out the door here. The Heartland Trail is right outside our back door. You hop on that, and you can go for miles, literally hundreds of miles.
To book the Scott Snowmobile Special, go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call 888-CHASE-06. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hockey on my mind. You know why? They're playing the Colorado College Tigers tonight, and just Haley and I are going up. Because Alex has something going, Hannah has basketball to watch, Maria's doing chili for the basketball. If you want some of the best chili on the planet Earth, I would go to the Shanley High School basketball game tonight. The girls are playing tonight, and Maria has chili there. All right? I think they're playing Davies. I think they're playing Davies tonight.
Your bride makes great chili, doesn't she?
She does, and it's a little fundraiser for the... I think it's for the choir trip to New York City. So, anyway, it's like $3 for a bowl of chili, and it's really good. I've been smelling it for savoring those wonderful smells.
And it's really good. You realize that chili's good diabetes food?
Is it really?
Beans and meat and tomatoes.
Healthy for you.
All right.
I've been humming this song all day. Doom, 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 doom.
Well, that's even more than humming.
Do you recognize that song? Doom, 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 doom. They play it at Sioux games. I don't know. Do we have that song handy? I'd like to hear that. How'd I do?
Oh, you did pretty good. That's a bass riff in it.
I don't know. When did they play this? Like when the team is just getting ready to come out or something?
I'm gonna fight them all.
They don't play this. I don't normally hear a guy going, what did he just say, Mark?
Rip it off.
Rip it off.
Yeah, okay. He can go away now. He didn't say bad words or anything in there, does he?
No.
Okay. Steve Hallstrom, the one and only, will be hosting Steve Sports Saturday tomorrow. Let's find out what's happening on the program, and then we'll tell you about the Wild and Brock Nelson and weather. What's happening there, Steve? How you doing?
Scott, we're pretty excited. We've got a great show ready to go tomorrow. We're going to wrap up the NDSU football season and look ahead to next season a little bit. One of the things we really wanted to do this week was hear from the guy who voted NDSU in the top 20 in the Associated Press football poll. So we're going to have Bill Rabinowitz. He's from the Columbus Dispatch. He'll be on with us. Normally he covers the Ohio State Buckeyes for the Columbus Dispatch, but he thinks NDSU is a top 20 team regardless of division, and we'll talk to Bill about that tomorrow. Also in our Spirit of Sports feature, Jeff Curtis, who was a long snapper on one of NDSU's great teams a few years back. He'll be with us. He's now the chaplain for NDSU football, and he'll talk about some of the stories behind the scenes that led to the successful season that the NDSU football team has still had. Plus, we'll look ahead to next year and what lies ahead for NDSU. A lot of great players coming back, and we'll preview what next year's season and next year's schedule looks like as well. We're also going to talk a little bit about Moorhead High Hockey. The Spuds have a nice thing going right now. Plus, the NDSU men's basketball team is off and running in the conference schedule. They opened on a down note at Fort Wayne Thursday night, and a little bit of a concern, I think, among Bison fans, and we'll talk about that as well. Of course, calls are always welcome on the show, 701-271-1100. You can also email us and send us Twitter messages. We'll talk about all that Saturday morning, how to get in touch with us. But we're going to have a great time down at Vision Bank. They are our home away from home on Saturday mornings. The great people down there, Dan, Carey, Bill Kuzitz, and everyone, they do a great job hosting us, and we're excited to be back there again Saturday morning. Steve Sports Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m., on AM 1100, we're looking forward to it. Scott, have a great day.
You too, sir. Steve Hallstrom, he's great. Mr. Mark Skogerbo is here. Mark, the Freedom Poet. He'll be hosting the Common Sense Club 2 until 5 this afternoon. Bob Harms, Republican Party Chairman in North Dakota, will be joining. He's been on under a little bit of a microscope of late. I know you're planning on talking mostly about just getting people engaged in the process. How do they become delegates? So looking forward to that conversation.
Access.
There you go.
Access to power.
2 to 5 this afternoon, and the Wild won, right?
They're undefeated in 2014. Fontaine gets a hat trick, this young rookie. Now he's got 11 goals, I believe. So the Wild have won four games in a row and are now in the playoff hunt in eighth place. Very cool.
How about that, Brock? Where's he
going
to go?
Brock is going to, he's joining that same group that got Manziel all pumped up, that seven group. He's going to have some of the very best possible coaching getting him ready for the combines. I believe it's going to enable Brock Jensen with his finesse, the way he stands in the pocket. I think it's going to give him a chance at, mid to low round draft. I think he's going to get drafted by the pros.
And you know what I like about Brock Jensen more than anything? You know, if you've heard him being interviewed on Steve Sports Saturday, he is unafraid of his faith. He is a
right.
bold faith warrior. In fact, on the stage, surrounded by fans, Frisco, after the TV cameras are off, you know, they do that little interview thing with the coaches and stuff. Thank you, God. I mean, he's the Kevin Durant of the Bison. It's awesome.
He absolutely is. But he's also got the confidence to say, hey, the only I'm just as good as a lot of these other big college quarterbacks, just played for a second-tier school, you know.
That's cool. It is. All right, so that's it on sports?
Yeah, and then we got the Wolves having another shot at making it back to 500. Six tries, six failures, so we're going to have a breakthrough for the Timberwolves, and the Wild keep cooking.
The Wild keep cooking.
Undefeated in 14.
Sioux Hockey tonight against the Tigers, looking forward to that. 24 in Fargo, now under clear skies out in the patch. It's 24 in Williston. Stanley, 25. Tioga, 25. Minot, 27. Back out east, Grand Forks, 20. Jamestown, 21. Devil's Lake, 28. Wahpeton, 25. Valley City, 23. And Detroit Lakes is at 27 at this hour. Alexandria, 25. It feels like 80, doesn't it?
Oh, awesome.
It's unbelievable. Thief River's at 23 and Fergus at 27. 25 in Watertown. Tomorrow's a really nice day because we do have a chance of some sleet and freezing rain today, snow this afternoon, then some patchy fog. Sunny, 24. West wind at 7 to 10. Not as warm, but no wind at all. out in the patch, some precip did sneak into the forecast tomorrow. It's partly sunny and high, 25 today, but windy tomorrow. Slight chance of sleet in the afternoon. High near 30, though, and the winds are not too bad, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Enjoy your weekend, folks. That's the weather. What's on your mind statewide? Number one, most listened to talk show in North Dakota. Cranking up in minutes. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.